Dear brothers and sisters, today it looks at the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments. The main Bible passage, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, writes, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." The two most basic principles we must keep after accepting Jesus Christ and starting our religious lives are: keep the Sabbath day and offer the whole tithes. If the whole tithes and other offerings are the acts of faith that acknowledges God's material sovereignty, then keeping the Sabbath day is an act of faith that acknowledges God's spiritual sovereignty. As a child, God acknowledges God's material and spiritual sovereignty by abiding by these two principles. He would be protected throughout the week with no trials or tribulations. Completely keeping the Sabbath and offering whole tithes is the evidence of being a child of God, so God can protect you. It's imperative that you clearly understand the importance of the commandment of keeping the Sabbath day. We call God Father and we accept Jesus Christ and receive salvation, and we come to church and we belong to God. We think that way, but we have to show the evidence of belonging to God. Some people don't even come to church, don't even keep the Sabbath day, but they say, "Because I believe in God in my heart." They say they're a Christian. I don't deny the living God. I believe Jesus to be the Savior. That's why I belong to God. That's why I'm saved. They make those claims, but they're not true. If we belong to God, we have to show the evidence of belonging to God, show the evidence of becoming God's children, and the evidences are keeping the Sabbath day. One of the evidences. Of course, many here now know the importance of keeping the Sabbath and keep it holy. I hope that through today's message, you will once again engrave the meaning of the Sabbath on your hearts and more complete rest in the Lord, even if you think you've kept it well. To those who do not keep the Sabbath well, I pray in the name of the Lord that you'll be able to keep it well from now on and always receive protection and blessings from God. Dear brothers and sisters, the Sabbath means a day of rest in the Lord. A day of rest in the Lord. The origin of the Sabbath is found in Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, when God the Creator created the heavens and the earth and all the things, including man, for 6 days and rested on the seventh day. Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 tells us, "Thus the heavens and the earth were completed, and all their hosts. And the seventh day God completed His work which He had done, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it He rested from all His work which God had created and made." God created everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day, blessing and sanctifying that day. As children of God, we can enjoy rest when we keep this day holy. But keeping the Sabbath does not simply mean rest with no work. It is an act of acknowledging the sovereignty of God the Creator by completely devoting our hearts to God instead of focusing on worldly things. Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 11 and 12 notes, "I gave them my statutes and informed them of my ordinances, by which if a man observes them, he will live. Also, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. Keeping the Sabbath is a proof that we are God's people who fear God. So God's children who keep the Sabbath are protected from accidents and disasters. God can protect us even if the enemy devil and Satan bring accusations to throw trials and tribulations our way. This is because abiding by God's commandment of keeping the Sabbath is a proof that we are His people. But sometimes it seems as though people don't receive protection despite keeping the Sabbath or through the internet. You say that you worship God, you attend worship services. You learn that if you keep the Sabbath, you're protected through the week. But some of you may get accidents, may meet with disasters or difficulties. What is the reason? Why? On the outside, you are attending services. On the outside, you keep the Sabbath. But God looks at the heart. These people physically go to church and keep the Sabbath, but in the sight of God who looks at their heart, they are violating the Sabbath. For example, there are people who come to church for worship, but fall asleep and get distracted by idle thoughts. They do not offer the kind of worship that God deserves. Even though they attend services, their thoughts are on what they are going to do after the service, like playing games or working. Their tasks, thinking about their friends who are going out somewhere, and they think, because of my parents, I come to church, I have to attend worship services, I envy my friends. They fall into idle thoughts, even though they are physically at the church, but they God does not. There are also those who try to worship well but get distracted or fall asleep due to their weak of faith. God knows each person's measure of faith and gives them mercy accordingly. But those with faith who habitually daydream and fall asleep are being rude before God. It builds a wall of sin, making it difficult for them to receive protection. The same goes for prayer. You come to church or you pray at home, attend worship, a dinner prayer meeting online, but some of you doze off, some of you daydream, some of you babble in prayer. God does not accept that kind of prayer. You may say, I prayed, but you cannot receive answers and change yourself. They have to earnestly make efforts, and especially on, they have to stay on alert so that they should not pray. Even the fatigue goes away if they try hard. They have to like pinch their thighs, pinch their legs, then the fatigue will go away. But as time passed by, they became loose because they went back to their old habits and fell asleep again. What about your attitudes of prayer? If you say you are not receiving answers through prayer, then you have to check how you are praying, how you are worshiping God. If you have been rude before God, you have the wall of sin. So how could you receive answers and blessings? I'm talking about novice believers. Father God would consider their measure of faith, but most of you are not novice believers. You should not build a wall of sin for a long time through these things. And I hope you make sure to fix your habits. And you should not pray with the fullness of the Spirit for some days and other days you don't. Every day you have to put all your efforts. Every day you have to put all your best efforts in worshiping God. Only then you can receive answers and blessings. You may say, on some days I'm Spirit-filled, but on other days I'm not Spirit-filled. But actually, when you are tired, it is a chance for you to receive grace more because Father God would give you more grace. So you have to try harder. Then you can receive more of the fullness of the Spirit. Then you can always stay Spirit-filled whenever you pray. Then how could you not change yourself? But some people, on some days, they are Spirit-filled, but other days, they are not Spirit-filled. Let's say they have roots of sins, roots of evil. Think about the trees. Trees have to be rooted out. They have to dug out the earth and remove their roots. But even if you dug out some earth, but other days you don't, then the earth will be filled in again. As you accept untruth again and again, you spend more time taking in fleshly things. It blocks you from removing the root. Instead, you, even though you try to remove sins and evil, but those sins and evil become more deeply rooted in your hearts. At least you have to pray from your heart, not dozing off, from your heart. As you pray like that for year, 2 years, 3 years, then you receive strength from God and you can be used for precious purposes in God's kingdom. But even if you have prayed for 10 years, 20 years, for decades, if you don't pray in such a way, you cannot receive strength. You cannot receive the inspiration and guidance of the Holy Spirit. So you end up being a fleshly servant of God. You have to fix your habits if you have done so. If someone who's supposed to be in the third level of faith commit deeds of flesh that a person in the first level would commit, then he is keeping the Sabbath only in terms of deed, no matter how well he attends worship. Romans chapter 12 verse 1 tells us, "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship." Thus, God will look away and cannot protect them from Satan's accusations. Except in exceptional cases, God's children who essentially keep the Sabbath and give tithes will receive God's weekly protection. Most of you are living witnesses who have always experienced these blessings in your lives. You keep the Sabbath and offer tithes as God's children, and you are, some people doze off while driving and get involved in an accident, car accident. Even so, even as their cars had to be scrapped, but their physical bodies are completely protected. We have heard numerous of such cases. Other people were protected in fire. They were protected from many accidents or disasters. As God's children, they testify to God's protection. It's because they kept the Sabbath day holy. Dear brothers and sisters, originally, in the Old Testament times, the Sabbath was Saturday. The Jewish still observe Saturday as the Sabbath, but we, Christians, who believe in Jesus Christ and receive salvation, observe Sunday as the Sabbath, the Lord's Day. Then, why did the Sabbath change from Saturday to Sunday? The reason is, Sunday is the day we receive the present of true rest in Jesus Christ. Then, what does enjoying true rest by Jesus Christ mean? Since the fall of Adam, mankind was unable to have true rest as sinners. People became slaves to the enemy devil, the master of sin, living a miserable life with their souls burdened by sin. God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, to atone for the sin of all mankind and allow us to enjoy eternal rest. Jesus died on the cross, bearing mankind's sins. In 3 days after His burial, Jesus shattered the power of death and resurrected. Everyone who believes in this fact can receive the forgiveness of sins and share in the hope of resurrection by reuniting with the resurrected Lord. We have been freed from sin, received true rest in our heart, and gained hope for eternal rest in heaven. Sunday is the day when God gave hope, true rest, and joy to mankind who was sinful. Jesus was crucified on Friday and rose again 3 days later at dawn on Sunday, the first day after the Sabbath. Sunday was the day the Lord completed the work of salvation, giving mankind true and eternal rest. So those saved by Jesus Christ now observe Sunday as the Sabbath. Dear brothers and sisters, God made the Sabbath day holy and instructed His people to observe it so that they can remember spiritual, divine things even as they're being cultivated and living strenuous lives in the world. God wants them to remember Him, the Master of all things and all men, and hope for eternal rest instead of hoping for only vain wishes in the perishable, fleshly world. As the era of the Old Testament, which is like the shadow past, Jesus Christ, the Word itself, came and gave us true rest. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 8, Jesus said, "The Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath." What does it mean to be the Lord of the Sabbath? It means that Jesus is fundamentally one with God who decreed the Sabbath and governs that day, and that He is the Lord who gives true rest to all souls. Thus, it's only natural that Sunday, the day when the Lord of Sabbath resurrected and gave us true rest, became the true Sabbath for us. Our Jesus suffered He suffered on Friday, and He went to the upper grave and shared the gospel with the souls in the upper grave. And it was like, and then He resurrected and became the Savior. He became our Lord. That was Sunday. That's why the Sabbath day was changed from Saturday to Sunday for us. Our Jesus, now He as the Savior of all mankind, even though He carried the cross, He resurrected, thereby becoming the perfect Savior. This gave us true life. And we believe that even if we live forever, we have the hope of resurrection. We were given that hope. This is perfect. That's why it was changed from Saturday to Sunday. John chapter 1 verse 17 says, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ." Matthew chapter 5 verse 17 also tells us, "Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill." We are observing Sunday as the Sabbath, as the Lord has fulfilled the law with love. In doing so, we can fully enjoy the blessing of the rest. The Lord's disciples, knowing this spiritual meaning, called the day of the Lord's resurrection the Lord's Day and observed it as the day of the true rest. The Lord's disciples, they kept the Sunday as the Sabbath, while all other Jewish people observed Saturday as the Sabbath. But the Lord's disciples changed. The Lord's disciples kept, called the Sunday the Lord's Day and kept it, observed it. Revelation chapter 1 verse 10 records, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet. Here, Apostle Paul called Sunday the day of Lord's resurrection, the Lord's Day. Acts chapter 20 verse 7 also says, on the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, the bread refers to the Word of God. This is a scene where the disciples gathered on Sunday to listen to the sermon of Apostle Paul, share grace, and enjoy the rest of the soul. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 2 writes, On the first day of every week, and each one of you is to put aside and save as he may prosper, so that no collections be made when I come. We can see that they gave offerings on Sunday as well. Those who do not understand the true meaning of the Sabbath continue to insist that Saturday is the Sabbath. But the Old Testament already hinted that the first day of the week, Sunday, would be observed as the Sabbath. The Bible says, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you enter the land which I am going to give to you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring in the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall wave the sheaf before the Lord for you to be accepted. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. Now on the day when you wave the sheaf, you shall offer a male lamb 1 year old without defect for a burnt offering to the Lord. In other words, when the Israelites had entered the God-given land of Canaan, the day of offering the sacrifice of the first harvested fruits was the day after the Sabbath, namely Sunday. God ordered them. The first harvested fruits here symbolizes the Lord, the first fruit of resurrection. The one-year-old male lamb without defect also spiritually symbolizes Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. The passage shows that the Lord, who is offered as a peace offering on the first day after the Sabbath, will come out as the first fruit of resurrection, giving resurrection and rest to all who believe in Him. Which day was it? The day after the Sabbath, which is Sunday. He put such meaning on that day. Even in the Old Testament times, God said that. We know why the Sabbath was changed from Saturday and to Sunday. We know the spiritual meaning, and God also notified us in advance in the Old Testament time. The Jewish also still observes Saturday as the Sabbath, and there are also some church denomination who observe Saturday as the Sabbath. And they said, but we know the spiritual meaning. If once we know the spiritual meaning, we can teach people in correct ways. Dear brothers and sisters, then how do we wholly keep the Sabbath day? Today's passage, Exodus chapter 20, verses 9 and 10, teaches us, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son, or your daughter, your male or your female servant, or your cattle, or your sojourner who stays with you. On the day, no one, including their servants, animals, or even strangers in their houses, was allowed to do any work. God told them not to even kindle a fire. So the Jewish people considered cooking, carrying heavy objects, and traveling long distances as work. They considered all these activities as a violation of the Sabbath. They also created the elders' traditions, and they, based on the law, they put their, added their thoughts, and they established the elders' tradition, and they, but those these elders' traditions do not reflect God's heart. Sometimes they are opposite of God's will and heart. Look at the New Testament time when Jesus healed the sick, and the Pharisees rebuked Jesus for healing the sick on the Sabbath. According to the traditions of the elders, they just rebuked Jesus. We can learn from their honesty, learn from their integrity. But we have to, certainly, buying and selling on the Sabbath is not permitted. Nowadays, you can buy things online through on your cell phone, even though you don't pay right now, even though you pay the money physically, you put your credit card in your cell phone and you can buy and sell through cell phone. This is also buying and selling. You have to know that. If these things are done in the sanctuary, this is not acceptable. Especially, this should not be done on the Sabbath. Certainly, but the kind of Sabbath that God commands does not simply mean no work. For example, when worldly people go on a trip or rest and watch movies at home without working, we don't call it spiritual rest. These are nothing more than physical rest, which cannot give us true life. Physical rest does not give us true life. The Bible says, if because of the Sabbath, you turn your foot from doing your own pleasure on my holy day and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord's honorable, and honor it, detesting, desisting from your own ways, from seeking your own pleasures, and speaking your own word, then you will take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Like the Bible says, enjoying spiritual rest, like the Bible says, enjoying spiritual rest means considering the day as God's holy day and finding joy in God. This happens when you do not engage in worldly affairs on the Sabbath day, but go to church to worship in spirit and in truth and have fellowship with believers. It's important to work hard and be faithful in all your house from Monday to Saturday, but the Lord's day must be surrendered to God. When you do so, you'll be able to receive true joy and peace from God and grow in spiritual faith. Through the Word, you come to know God's heart and will and become filled with the Holy Spirit as you praise God with one voice. Some people who are faithful and volunteer on Sundays work more than they do in the workplace during the week. Particularly, Sunday school teachers and church volunteers work extremely hard from early morning to late evening. People who are engaged in volunteering in the, they work until late night. They work so hard throughout the day. They work all day for the kingdom of God and stay late for Daniel prayer, unable to indulge in physical rest. No matter their physical fatigue, they can receive God-given peace and true rest by worshiping in spirit and in truth and doing volunteer work from their hearts. The important point here is that when you volunteer using your talent, using your
내 육체가 이렇게 수고스러울 만큼 피곤할 만큼 노곤할 만큼 주일 하루 종일
Some of you may say because I'm tired because I work all day long
내가 육체적으로 수고하고 애써서 예배 시간에는 피곤하고
Even, you should not misconceive that because just because you work hard, volunteer hard, you should not doze off during the service. You have to focus on the... Some people, broadcasting staff, the cameraman, and audio staff, they have to... There are people who are... Some of them may not be able to focus on the sermon. Then they have to listen to the sermon again. If they miss the point, then they can keep the Sabbath holy. But some people say, because I worked so hard, I kept the Sabbath day well. But their souls do not prosper because they didn't focus on the sermon. I hope you offer the Sabbath day holy to God. As we live our lives in faith, sometimes it's not easy to discern how to keep the Sabbath. Some people ask questions like, should soldiers or police officers who protect our country not work on Sundays? Is it right to attend the wedding of a non-believing relative or a novice believer with weak faith on Sunday? Or is it okay for those in the choir or others who volunteer at the church to buy food from outside on Sunday? We will look into these details in the next session, which is the fifth session of the Ten Commandments. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters, the ancestor of mankind, Adam, disobeyed God and committed a sin of eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This led to people facing death as wages of sin and their spirits died. Adam's descendants also went down the same path as their spirits died. But Jesus carried a cross to save us from death, broke the power of death, and resurrected. So, those who accept the Lord and receive the Holy Spirit as a gift can have their dead spirits revive. This is spiritual resurrection. When the Lord descends into the air, believers who are asleep in the grave rise again. God's children who meet the Lord alive transform into imperishable spiritual bodies to be taken up into the air. This is physical resurrection. When the resurrection is fulfilled, both spiritually and physically, then eternal life in heaven begins. We will live only with joy and happiness instead of any sorrow and pain, delightfully sharing love with our beloved Lord. This is God-given true rest. It is a great and eternal blessing promised to those who keep the Sabbath day holy and abide by the Word of God in the world. Hopefully, as you come before God every week to worship and rest, your God-given hope of resurrection becomes more complete and you overflow with gratitude and joy day in and day out. I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you will be able to share in the eternal rest promised by God when the Lord returns.
Hallelujah! Our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses, go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases, and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pains go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerated. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to the glory of God, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.